This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. About 500,000 Colorado voters have already returned their ballots ahead of next Tuesday's primary election. Arapahoe County's Deputy Elections Director, Peg Pearl, says turnout is pretty average for a midterm.
We're at basically a little over 10% returned back. That puts us right at this point a little behind where we were in 2020, but about on par with 2018.
The primary will help whittle down several competitive races on the Republican ballot ahead of November. Many Democratic candidates for state offices are running uncontested. You can still vote up to 7 p.m. on Election Day. Colorado Democrats are pitching the Democratic National Committee to become an early primary state for the 2024 presidential election. Howard Chow is vice chair of the state Democratic Party.
Probably most people don't understand how diverse the state of Colorado is, not just ethnically and culturally, but geographically, economically, industrial.
Colorado was one of 16 states and Puerto Rico applying to host an early primary. A decision is expected in August. It was 10 years ago that a fire started in Waldo Canyon near Colorado Springs. Within days, the fire tore through the west side of the city and the hills behind it while keeping firefighters guessing where it would go next.
When it was really going to town, it changed directions three or four times.
That's the Springs' current fire chief, Randy Royal. Waldo Canyon became, at the time, the most destructive fire in Colorado history. Two people dead and nearly 350 homes destroyed. There's more on this anniversary of the Waldo Canyon fire at CPR.org. In Colorado Springs today, a mostly sunny morning, a chance for thunderstorms in the afternoon, and temperatures a lot like yesterday, highs in the 80s and close to 90. And that goes for Metro Denver, too. Also that chance for thunderstorms later on. Grand Junction in the 80s this afternoon. This is CPR News and KRCC.